WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 46 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Gas prices continue to drop. The government says the national average for regular dropped another 2 cents in the past week to $3.29 a gallon.
Americans are now paying 52 cents less per gallon of gas than a year ago at this time. Over Labor Day, Gas Buddy predicts Americans saved over $750 million compared to Labor Day of last year because of lower gas prices. It's a result of lower oil prices globally, weakening demand from China, less driving in the U.S., and no major refinery problems.
ABC's Alex Stone. A federal judge in Rockford, Illinois, ruled that the state's law banning concealed carry of firearms on public transit is unconstitutional. In Lehi, Utah, police say the mom went inside a convenience store, leaving her 8-year-old son alone in the car. He found mom's loaded gun under a seat in the car and accidentally fatally shot himself. This is ABC News. Linda Sun, a Chinese-born, naturalized U.S. citizen, was busted and charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of China while working as a former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul before being fired for misconduct.
If these allegations are proven in court, they'd represent a brazen, remarkable attempt by the Chinese to infiltrate government and steer policy in this influential state. Linda Sun and her husband both pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges, and they're free on bond.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. U.S. Navy Captain Cameron Yates has been ousted as skipper of the destroyer USS John McCain, part of the USS Theodore Roosevelt Aircraft Carrier Strike Group in the Gulf of Oman. A photo from April on the Navy's social media showed Yeast firing a rifle with the scope pointing backward. The Navy says Yeast was relieved due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. The Navy didn't specify, but the pick brought the Navy considerable ridicule in social media. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The outlook for today, a high of 80 degrees. Sunshine, breezy, and warmer than normal. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 53. Thursday, increasingly cloudy and still warm, a 30% chance of a few showers or light thunderstorms by early afternoon. A high near 80. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 52. Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, and a high of just 65. 64 Saturday and 72 for a high on Sunday. This morning, our high temperature has been 52. Our low is the current reading. It is 46 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge as we start the day officially today here on WRCO.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled
tell him all about man that I became, and hope that it pleased him. So much I want to say, so much I want you to know. When I finally make it home, when I finally make it home, then I'll gaze upon the throne of the King, frozen in my stead.
Mercy Me, as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Trisha Yearwood did the honors for our national anthem, officially beginning the broadcast day here on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we start the day and get things rolling for Wednesday, September 4th. The time flying by and some nice times after Labor Day. I always kind of pinpoint that as the last weekend of summer, unofficially, but there's still plenty of great things to do, including the Richland County Fair this weekend, so we should have pretty good weather for that. And it appears that the shower chances that they were talking about earlier, they've kind of dropped that from the forecast. They are mentioning some tomorrow, but for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it looks like clear sailing ahead for the fair and the many activities still going on here in the month of September. Well, let's start the chores. Time to catch a train on the Light in the Mail Cow Show.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. Be gone 500 miles when the day is done. penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle, and feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters, and the sons of engineers, write their father's magic carpets made of steel. And mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? City of New Orleans, I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone when the day is done.
Waiting for the bus? Keep a safe distance from the curb. And drivers, always stop for the flashing red lights. Safety first. If your kids are biking to school, make sure they wear helmets and bright clothing. Safety on two wheels is a must. This back-to-school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, the Richland Locker, and Joan Chevrolet.
Everything that I could think of, went out and bought some things I wanted to, spent my money for a while like it's going out of style. Nothing takes the place of loving you. I look for consolation in the barrooms, like too many broken-hearted do. I drank the whole crowd down, but every night I found nothing takes the place of loving you. Nothing takes the place of holding your soft hands and mine. Empty glasses only leave me blue. Nothing takes the place of loving you. I thought that I could find someone to help me. Now I can't count the girls I've run through. But after every fling, I find
same old thing. Nothing takes the place of loving you. Glasses only leave me blue. Where your sweet lips used to be, there's just the taste of wine, and nothing takes the place of loving you. Nothing takes the place of loving you.
Stonewall Jackson on the Light in the Milk House Show, 516. Christie's Card Buddies get together for a euchre tournament each Wednesday at 1 at the old Avoca School Gym. Going on tonight, Hill Country Classic Power will be meeting at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And a reminder that a public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study conducted by Venture Architects will be held tonight starting at 6 at the White House Ramada Inn Banquet Room. During this time, Venture Architects will present the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. All interested parties are invited to attend. A virtual option will also be available for those needing it through the Richland County government website. Coming up, a look at sports scores. It was another long game for the Brew Crew last night that didn't turn out as well as we would have liked, but we'll have more details in a moment.
At this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, slaughter cows are stronger, calves steady. Osteen bull calves sold up to $560, beef crossbred calves $790 and down. The fleshy beef cows range from 125 to 142, dairy cows 94 to 136, with the questionable health and small thin cows lower. Bulls up to 156. Our feeder sale dates will be on Friday, September 6th and Friday, September 27th. The second sale date was moved back a week due to the Viola Horse and Colt Show. Due to the abundant grass pastures, we're anticipating a later movement of pasture cattle this year. The good pasture also will mean heavier and fleshier cattle being marketed. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim if you have cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea of what your package of cattle could bring at our sales at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Michael Ciani had a tie-breaking two-run single in the 12th inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-4. He came to the plate after a wild pitch by Elvis Peguero put runners on second and third. He lined an opposite field single into left field to give the Cardinals the lead at 6-4. Ciani then stole second and advanced to third on a throwing error, setting up a sacrifice fly by Alec Burleson. Ryan Helsley pitched two innings for the win. The All-Star closer was going for his 43rd save before Willy Adames hit a two-out RBI double in the 11th for Milwaukee. A marathon game won by the Cardinals last night. Elsewhere, Washington 6-2 over Miami. Atlanta 3-0 over Colorado. Pittsburgh took the Cubs 5-0. And Arizona 8-7 over San Francisco. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2, Minnesota 1. Baltimore 9-0 over the White Sox. Cleveland 7, Kansas City 1. Texas 7, the Yankees 4. Oakland 3-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, the Mets 7, Boston 2, Philadelphia 10, Toronto 9, the Dodgers 6-2 over the Angels. In women's college, pro basketball, that is, Seattle 71-64 over Connecticut, Washington 90 and Dallas 86, Las Vegas 90, Chicago 71, Phoenix 74, Atlanta 66. It appears the Packer game against the Eagles in Brazil is still on. There have been rumors about it maybe being canceled this week because of wildfires in Brazil. But according to officials, it looks like it's going to be played now just 2 days away. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
We appreciate you being along this morning for the Light in the Milk House show today. The Light in the Milk House patented aerobic polka is next. If you are ready, here we go. We're going to crank it out for you today. Yeah. There you go, the Plain Hot Shots giving you a shot today. And a good tune there called the Rain, Rain Polka. Hopefully you can keep up with that. maybe there's a reason you couldn't.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Well, when I was young, I had a lot of pep. I could get around, I didn't need no help. Since I'm old and I'm getting gray, the people all look at me and say, Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's getting too old, Buxton got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Singer, buddy!
I used to jump just like a deer, now I need a new landing gear. I used to good jump, picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buck's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile, scooped myself right under the wheel.
Had to fight the girls off with a stick,
yeah.
But now they say he makes me sick. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buxton got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's
too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up.
Last time I saw him, he was looking fine and
Donnie West on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Sunny today, breezy and warmer than normal, a high of 80. South winds at 8 to 15. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Thursday, increasing clouds and still warm, a 30% chance of a few showers or light thunderstorms by early afternoon, a high of 79. And then for the rest of the fair weekend, 65 Friday's high, 64 Saturday, 72 on Sunday for a high. In Richland Center, we have a new overnight low. It is 45 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiderers quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiderers is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
The Ag Economy Barometer took a nosedive in August. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Farmer sentiment decreased drastically in the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Jim Mintert with Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture says the August reading is the lowest for the survey since late 2016.
The Ag Economy Barometer Index fell 13 points to a reading of 100. That leaves the index down 15 points compared to August a year ago. And significantly, that kind of takes us back to a level that we saw of the barometer when we first started collecting data.
He tells Brownfield farmers are concerned about the current state of the ag economy. Some farmers who are facing a gap in financing are looking for unique solutions. CEO Ben Gordon says Fractal helps family farms access capital needed to invest in their operations.
We do that by taking passive minority investments in land that farmers own. So we keep farmers in control. We want to help fund great investment opportunities that farmers have. And instead of bringing in investment dollars to compete with farmers, we try to bring it alongside that farmer.
He tells Brownfield with the current state of the farm economy, this form of capital investment gives the best positioned farmers opportunity to make strategic decisions. U.S. corn and soybean development remains at or ahead of normal. While that follows another week of mixed but generally favorable weather in much of the Midwest and Plains, there are some concerns that dry weather in parts of the region could trim yields. Scattered rains were welcome in Wisconsin last week, but they hampered field work. USDA reporters say there were almost 5 days suitable for field work. 82% of the corn now in the dough stage, 43% in the dense stage. 65% of Wisconsin's corn is rated good to excellent. There are some scattered reports of corn silage harvest underway. 95% of the soybeans in Wisconsin are setting pods. 18% of the beans are coloring. The potato harvest continues with 34% of the crop out of the fields. The third alfalfa cutting is 93% done and the fourth cutting 30% finished. A Western Wisconsin farmer's expecting a good harvest, but not a record breaker.
I just have a little bit bigger drying bill than normal and maybe a little lighter test weight corn.
James Giese says 2024 has been a challenging year for crop production, starting with planting during the wet spring.
When it quit raining, there was a lot of sleepless nights for sure where we were out in the tractor till the wee hours of the morning, or basically till something broke, then we had to fix it the next day. But for how the year started out and our struggle on side dressing our crops with urea, things are looking pretty good in my area.
Giese says he's fortunate to have no disease issues with the cool and wet summer. He grows cash crops and feed for his dairy near Alma Center. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
A slow day for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week were mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until the latter half of the week. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers were steady to $2 lower. Heifers were not well compared. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for yearling steers and heifers, especially for cattle coming off grass. The decline in cattle futures has some proceeding with caution, and prices have been impacted. Medium and large one feeder steers, 851 to 896 pounds, brought $228 to $255. Feeder steers, 906 to 946 pounds, brought $221 to $244. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 802 to 849 pounds, brought $214 to $242.50. Heifers, 851 to 895 pounds, brought $214 to $248. Box beef closed higher on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.33 at $310.67. Select closed $4.29 higher at $300.11. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head. That's up 7,000 on the week and down about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors are starting the shortened holiday week more aggressive in their procurement efforts. That could be good news for prices overall. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support. But domestic demand has been sluggish. The industry is also watching available supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director up 226 with a weighted average of 78.90. The Iowa Minnesota closed 203 higher with a weighted average of 79.01. The Western Corn Belt was up 222 with a weighted average of $79. Pork values into the day higher Tuesday, up $1.59 at 98.82. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up more than 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by stronger box beef prices, waiting for direct business to develop, and lean hog futures into the day higher, supported by higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th. At our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were $6 lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up with some concerns about yields. November beans were 12 higher at 1012. January was up 12.5 at 1029.5. December corn was 8.25 higher at 409.25, and March was up 8.25 at 427.25. Live and feeder cattle were supported by midday box beef while watching the distribution of the show list. October live was up 67 at 179.27. December was $1.30 higher at 178.85. October feeders are up 157 at 239.32. And with pork higher at midday, October hogs were up 30 cents at 82.52. December lean was $1.02 higher at 73.80. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A free option for calculating a farm's carbon intensity today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In order for farms to benefit from some of the financial incentives available for being more sustainable, they have to verify what's called the carbon intensity of the practices they're using. Meristem, a producer of biological crop products for farmers, is providing free access to an online calculator for a carbon intensity score. Chief Revenue Officer Peter Russinellis.
You know, there's a lot of white noise out there, I think, for the farmer. We want to provide this as a very transparent tool so that we can help navigate these carbon intensity conversations.
Russinellis says the calculator allows farmers to play what if.
There's some other services in the market where you can pay to get your carbon index score figured out. And this is something we didn't want our customers to have to pay for. We want to be able to go on there, play with the calculator, and better understand what it means. You know, if you change your practices, what does that mean for my carbon intensity score?
And says Russinellis,
anybody can do it. They don't have to be a customer of Meristem. And then if they have further questions from there, we have Meristem dealers and reps that would be glad to work with them. And it gives them that test drive.
There's a link to the calculator on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday is Customer Appreciation Day with accommodation sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and Beef New Crop Calf Yearling Sale. For more info on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The butter market was down just a little on both the world and domestic markets. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The global dairy trade index fell slightly in Tuesday's trading session. Butter, whole milk powder, and lactose saw prices go down, while cheese, buttermilk powder, skim milk powder, and anhydrous milk fat saw price gains. Buttermilk powder was up 8.4%, skim milk powder up 4.5%, mozzarella cheese the biggest jump, up 7%, cheddar cheese up 0.9%. Butter prices fell 0.9%, whole milk powder down 2.5%. There were 128 winning bidders and 20 bidding rounds Tuesday, with 38,346 metric tons of dairy products sold. Tuesday was also the first time for a new participant, Arla Foods from Europe, which entered the GDT selling mozzarella blocks. Arla Foods is a global dairy cooperative owned by more than 9,700 milk producers in Denmark, Sweden, Germany, Luxembourg, Belgium, Netherlands, and United Kingdom. Cash dairy prices were higher except for butter Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up a penny at 57 cents with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up a half cent to 221.5, one sale there. Barrels unchanged at 226, just one sale. Butter down 1.75 cents at 315.25, 13 sales in the butter market. Not fat dry milk up 1.25 cents at 134.25 with six sales. Despite Tuesday's dip in the butter price, Katie Burgess with EverAg says there's been a lot of activity from buyers recently, with over 100 loads of butter traded between August 12th and the 16th.
That was a new all-time high since daily trading began back in 2006, so lots of butter trading on the exchange. Prices continue to hold kind of 310 to 320 where we have been.
Burgess says the question now is, did buyers stock up then, or are they about to make another buying record? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Don't learn safety by accident is the theme for this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
A high temperature today, around 80, so it'll be a little warm today. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. And Thursday, increasingly cloudy and still warm, a 30% chance of a few showers in the early afternoon tomorrow. Right now, we're at our overnight low. It is 45 degrees in Richland Center as we head towards 6 o'clock, now 14 minutes away from the top of the hour. Here is Don Gibson.
Yesterday, those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, still make me blue. They say that time
of day. Should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Oh,
What time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew. He's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you, and there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the evening while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun, but you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
what time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice. What time of day? Should I sing my song?
Should I sing
it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew, and I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
what time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning? Should I sing it in the noontime? Should I sing it in the evening? Should I sing it in the nighttime?
A little tune from Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones on WRCO. And what time of day should I sing my song? A community blood drive with the Impact Life Group will be held on Thursday from 10 until 3 at the City of Reedsburg Ambulance in the training area. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are welcome as space allows. To schedule an appointment for tomorrow's drive, call 1-800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter.org or via the Impact Life mobile app as well. Going on this weekend, a bake shop and breakfast at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, Saturday morning from 8 until 10. Baked good items and country breakfast will be served. And the Call Community Park Fish Boil is going on this Saturday from 4 until 8 at Call Park, Bear Valley. The menu includes Alaskan cod, red potatoes, carrots, onions, coleslaw, dessert, and beverage. Suggested donation is $15 per person, $7 for children, 12 and under. Entertainment will be provided by Abby Spencer and Kelly Long Duo from 5 until 9. No pets, no carry-ins, please. Some notes from Community Calendar.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a fairly summer-like day shaping up with temperatures running about 6 or 7 degrees above normal, thanks to a south wind and plenty of sunshine, so get out there and enjoy. A cold front stretching from the northern plains out toward the Rocky Mountains will slide southeast and bring some showers and storms to places like the Dakotas and Minnesota today. Some of those could edge into far northwest Wisconsin late tonight, and eventually a chance of a couple popping up around here by early tomorrow afternoon as the front gets closer. These do not look to be anything too strong. In fact, rainfall might just be a tenth inch or so as it crosses the area. Now behind that front, though, kind of a pattern change for a couple of days. We'll see a surge of cool polar air come down from northern Canada right into the Midwest. That'll definitely make it feel chilly and fall-like. However, by later Sunday and Monday, some milder weather starting to build back in. With less wind and more sunshine, should be fairly comfortable for early next week. The forecast for today, sunny, breezy, and warmer than normal with a high of 80. South wind between 8 and 15 miles per hour. Clear to a few clouds tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, still warm. 30% chance of a scattered shower or light thunderstorm by the early afternoon. High at 79. The wind southwest around 10, becoming northwest later on. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 52. And Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, high near 65 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny and fall-like, low down to 41 with a high of 64. Sunday, mostly sunny, just a touch warmer, low 42 with a high near 72. Monday, mostly sunny and mild, low 50, high 79. And next Tuesday, increasing clouds, 30% chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms later in the day, low 54 with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS.
Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, 45 degrees, our overnight low at WRCO. Yesterday's high was 78. The record high, 94.